Sorry about the delay there. Okay, we have an opportunity for new companies starting out to get something that's very important, which is visibility. Visibility is probably one of the toughest things to acquire as a new shop starting out. It has so much impact on your revenue, and it's so hard to acquire. Just, you know, trying to get the word out is a huge problem. So that's why now, when we're in the early phase of the Metro platform, is the time for new companies starting up, just individual people, 1 to 3 person shops. Those are the ones that have their chance to become the next Rovio, for example. And this platform is going to be huge. So if you can get a significant visibility in the early phase of the platform and then maintain that mind share as the platform grows, then yeah, that's a pretty big upside, as the suits would say. So the fundamental message is, if you're a big shop that already has a brand name that everybody else already knows, then maybe you want to wait a little while and then until the install base fills up, because you know everybody knows about your product and they're just going to buy it whenever it comes out. And so if there's more units in the field, maybe you'll make more money. But that's not true for the indie. On the indie, you need to get in there early to be able to get the visibility right away. So this is really what I think is the biggest advantage of this situation in terms of the opportunity, is that it used to be in the past that you really couldn't do this type of innovation. Really what happened before is if you wanted to earn any money at all, you had to have a relationship with the publisher and probably invest, you know, there would be projects millions of dollars to just get started and get out there and get them shipped. And because that amount of money was being invested, usually by someone else, they would not be willing to take a huge amount of risk in terms of innovation in, say, things like visual style or new types of gameplay. On the other hand, the hobbyist had complete freedom to implement any sort of visual style or gameplay element they wanted, but they typically didn't get any money because it was very difficult to get a title out there and get it visible and actually still have a sane billing model for it. So the nice thing about the Metro platform is that it combines those. You have a chance of getting an actual revenue stream from your title. It doesn't have to be given away on a freeware website. And so you can invest actual effort into producing that title. But on the other hand, there's nobody breathing down your neck and saying, okay, don't try anything funny with my money now. So this is really the opportunity that I think is kind of unique in history right now. This is resulting, I've seen today already, in a certain amount of renaissance in the game space itself, in both these areas for new types of gameplay and visual styles. Okay, so let's say that we've got all those aspects done. We're completed on the portion of the pre-production phase. We've done the brainstorming and decided on what our visual style is going to be and what our core gameplay elements are going to be. Maybe even, you know, prototyped a little bit of that. Now we're going to see what the individual roles are that are involved in kind of setting up the shop to get started. In the second half we're not really going to go into a lot of production. Basically, the next talk in the next hour is just the coding aspect, and then there's some optimization stuff in the third hour. So here I'm going to just talk a little bit about these four different roles and what you do in the early phase. Now, you don't have to have four people to do those roles. You can just switch hats, one person. You know, I'm going to be a biz guy today, put on a suit. I'm going to be a coder, you know, whatever. That works too. But it's important to try and to not get too confused between them all. It can be really confusing when you're trying to, you know, do two of them at the same time. So, as I said, these are your monetization options. I think every single one of those is not correct. You've got time-limited trials, which is a very simple checkbox. When you submit your application, you can have feature-differentiated trials in which some features don't function until they've actually registered for the full product. Then you've got the original purchase model for some of those short period games. You can go ad supported, or you can, if you've got an existing business model already built with somebody, that's one of the things that's kind of challenging for people to understand. Microsoft is only really required to be involved for the installer. We install your application, we replace the Install Shield installer app. You don't have to use us for billing. What that means is that basically we're distributing your app out to all of your customers for free. If you want to use our billing service, we think it is, you know, the best that's out there today, especially in terms of price. But if you already have an existing relationship with some other online sales company like Impulse or Steam or Origin or all the other ones that I probably shouldn't name, then yeah, go ahead and use that billing model. We're fine with that. Variety of geographies, because that acts as a multiplier on the visibility. It increases the chance that you're going to find someone who really likes that title. And again, as I said, our billing service, if you want to use it, is still the best, because after $25,000 of gross revenue, we will take only 20% instead of 30% like everybody else does. And then, of course, you've got options to do your own pricing. Right now, I did want to add that the maximum package size that you can upload to the store right now is 2 gigabytes. So that's something to keep in mind. It's possible to deliver a pretty incredible experience with 2 gigabytes of content, as some of the titles out there today will show. And then, of course, as I'll talk about this afternoon, the nice thing about the store is that the process by which you submit your app to it is comprehensible. That's kind of the point of it all, is that each of the steps that you go through is clearly delineated, and you know where you are along that process, you know what you have to do next, and it's really not that many steps. The effort that we're making right now is to make it so that there is nothing in those steps that is surprising or unknowable to you. Really, one of the approaches that we use is we give you the acceptance test so you can run it on your machine before you even submit it. And that is pretty much the same code that we're going to run at our end to make sure that it doesn't crash, for example. And then the other things we do, we pretty much run a lot of virus scanners on it, and then, you know, work through some database issues about getting it distributed to all the different places it would need to be distributed. And that's, you know, the work that we do. But it's not intended to be that there's some secret tricks that we have behind the back. And then again, as I mentioned before, there's this concept of telemetry. You can provide, you can go onto your dashboard and see the status of your title in terms of how it's doing in different territories. You can use that as feedback to shape future updates or modifications to your title over time. Okay, so the point of all of this is now is an extremely good time to get into this space, especially in games. One of the advantages of doing a game is that other than making sure it's bug-free, people don't expect it to be supported for like 10 years. If it's an SMS reader, they want to rely on that, and you're going to have support calls for a long time. But with a game, especially if it's a simple experience, you know, they play it, they pay their money, and you don't have to necessarily, you know, have a support organization for a long time. So that means that potentially the effort versus revenue for games is actually pretty good. So that's the opportunity. The game is an excellent way to take advantage of that opportunity. You can download all the bits today, and you can start implementing this. We have a couple sample apps that are out there now. There's one called Marble Maze, another one called Simple 3D Game, that are pretty much like a starter kit that you could start turning into an actual product, tomorrow.